So what we're going to do today is this Tosfos Veloi. It's on Nachuv Zayin Amaraf. But I guess let's just get the Gemara fresh in our mind, okay? Because it's really based upon, it's a question on the flow of the Gemara. Right. It's a question based upon the flow of the Gemara. So if you don't have that flow in your mind's eye, you're not going to get it, okay? So it says, Ve'amarava, let's start again from the beginning. All right, Klishen Ravia, say, no, lamentally, Adayim. So clearly it doesn't have innate or revius, you can't use it. It's like any v'amarav klishen machzik revius and l'dinayim ha-machzik afigad l'asbe'bei. So that seems to imply that it doesn't have to actually have, all it needs to do is be to hold it. It doesn't have to have right now. So it's l'kash ha-l'chal ha-try. T'atani v'revius no l'shnayim l'echad, l'yidayim l'echad refil shnayim. So the halacha is, you see that if you have two people, you can have one revius that go for two people. So it has to be yeshbo. If you only have one guy, it has to be yeshbo revius. But if you have two guys, so then you can have a revius at the beginning, and it will be dispensed on the two of them. It will be dispensed on the two of them. So really, it's not a contradiction. When it says Zayin Bo Revius is possible, it means by one guy. But Machzik, when it says Machzik, it's for the second guy. The second guy doesn't actually have to have in it, but it's supposed to be clear, which is Machzik. Okay? So that's fine. That's what we got. Amar Le Rav Sheshes La Meimar. So now Rav Sheshes said to Ameimar, Kabdisu Amana. Are you makbid the gabe natilis yidayim to use a kli? Okay, Rashi throws in there, interesting Rashi, a kli shalim. That will be shalim. Obviously you need a kli, but he's saying you makbid, I guess, about the character of the kli, the integrity of the kli. It has to be shalim. Okay, we'll get to that maybe. Okay, so he says, I'm really in, yeah, I am. I'm makbid about that. Achazusa, are you makbid that the appearance of the water will be intact? I'm really in. Absolutely. Shiura, are you makbid about the shear of a revius? Okay, or what? Like, I guess, do you need a wash with a revius? Maybe you could say. I mean, it's not really clear exactly. The kli, the
sounds
washing,
like
the
revius.
Sounds that way. Amalei in. Yup. All three. Ika damri. Another gear says, Hachi amalei. No, he didn't say yes to all of them. Amana ve'achazusa kabdinan. Ashira lo kabdinan. But he answered him back, I'm not makbid about the shear. Why not? Titania. May revius. No lum liyadayim. Le'achod ve'afil ha'shnayim. So you see, you could use an etilis revius for two people. So if you use a revius for two people, so it means, apparently, you can't say each guy needs a revius, so it must be an amakbid about the shear. There must be an amakbid about the shear. Because how else, if you're makbid about the shear, you need two reviuses for two people. So it must be you're not makbid about the shear. And so you're not makbid about the shear. So the Gemara says, no. Velohi. That's not a good deduction. Because shan yasim mishum dekosim shear tyra. No, really, you are makbid about the shear. Aye, so how does it work with two people? That's a different thing. You get around the shear problem because of shear tyra. So really, you need a shear and you're makbid about the shear. But it's a separate thing. By two people, the second guy is shear tyra, so somehow that will supplant the need for a share.
That word means
leftovers. Okay? Fine. Okay. So now Tosfos. Okay? Velohi shani yasin the kosim shetar. Mashma dme kara boy the meimar, dafila rishon lo boy share. So what was the implication? It was, originally, what did they thought? What did they think? When they said kabdisha shiur, I said, no, you're not makbid on shear. So what did it mean? It meant that he answered he's not makbid on shear. What does it mean he's not makbid on shear? He's not makbid on shear. Simply, you don't need the shear when it comes to tilis dayim. That's what it sounds like he answered him. Why? Because of this memra, because of this braisa. Of the two that it works for two. You see, Rebius works for two. So since it works for two, you see you're not makbid about shear. So that's what it sounds like. It sounds like that's really what he thought. Before it gave this answer of Shiur Taira, it thought that you could deduce, without the answer of Shiur Taira, it's saying you could deduce from there that you're not makbid about Shiur. Right? Sounds like. So he says, but that's so difficult. But that very same Brisa, which says that you can use a revius for two, it says you can use a revius for one or for two. So the implication is, if you have one guy, you need a revius. So it's clear from that braisa that something funny is going on here, that something funny is happening, by the fact that it's saying, Nei revius le'echod filo shnayim. So how could you use that braisa as a support that shear is irrelevant, right? If the very same braisa says when you have one guy, you need a revius. So you see, yeah, obviously you are makbid about revius. Aye, what about two people?
So you're right, you have a stira on the very thing itself. So that's the question. But you can't forget about the ratio of the statement and say, oh, you see, you can use a raya, two people, must be not accurate about the shir. But the very thing you bring a raya from is contradictory to exactly what you're trying to learn from it. So obviously you're going to have to come up with some type of an answer, like shir or tira or something like that. I mean, so how did the Gemara even...
For that case.
Yeah, for specific of the case of two people. Obviously the two people is the exception. So how did the Gemara even think for a second that would be a raya, the fact that you don't need a revius, that you're not makud about the shir? Right? That's also a question. I mean, it's just a clear question, pshat. I mean, the pshat just doesn't add up. If it just said, the Rice said, use revius of two people, then you'd say, okay, so you see, not a makud. But it says, no, revius no one la'achod, but feel shnai. And the implication is, if you have one guy, you simply cannot use a half a revius. You mamish need a revius. So obviously you are makud about a shir. But for every reason, it's an exception. When there are two people, the shir is pushed aside. So the question, you can't conclude that you're not mocking about the shir. You can only conclude that you have to interpret how exactly this works out. How is it that the shir you need a revius, yet it could be split over two people? That's a good question. But you can't deduce that you're not mocking about shir. Exactly. You can't bring a raya from a brisa until you explain the brisa. The brisa doesn't make any sense. It's a contradiction. So you can't try to bring a raya one way or another. Because the brisa on the one hand says you need a revius, on the other hand says you don't need a revius. So would you bring a raya from the seifa of it that you don't need a revius and forget the ratio? I mean, obviously there's something going on here. So figure that out. Then ask. Then bring a raya. And it's not a raya. I mean, the brisa itself points you in both directions. So Tosas answers via Shaloma. So the brisa itself is talking about for truma. Now by truma, it's saying that you need a revius for one guy. But if you have two guys, you could split up the revius over both of them. Right? And the Gemara knew that. That obviously you are machbid about a revius if there's one guy. You can't say anyone didn't know that. That's clear. Obviously it is. That's the brisa. The chave dayik minay. But what's the diuk? The diuk is, see, no question of kaptiso, ashira, this or that. It's talking about legabe trua, legabe chulin. It's not talking about legabe truma, which is good with what we were saying yesterday. Yesterday we made all our svaras tally in that point, is that srach truma is, you know, they always say in Rashi, and you know, I mean, no the question is about, yeah, it's based on srach truma, because that's what they're asking, that's what these gemaras are about. You know what I mean? So the brisa, though, is back about the real thing, you know, about truma. But then, really, the first guy definitely needs a revius, and the second two guys could split it up. But the Gemara is being medayik, dechihechi def, defilu truma lovoin on shir l'sheni, just like that by truma, you don't need a shir for the second guy. Right, it's true the first guy does. But for the second guy, you don't need. Right? So, hu adin mechulin? Aflarisha. So, too, by chulin, you should say, you don't need a shir, even for the first guy. Okay, so just like by chul truma, that's difficult. I mean, it doesn't follow. I mean, if you want to tell me that it should be the same, but how does it? He's saying since you see by truma that the second guy doesn't need a shear, so too must be by chul and no guy needs a shear. I mean, how does that follow? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, yeah. So they're two different things. But that's what he's saying. So it's like, so it's true that Gemara knew that it's machbid on revius back then. But since back then you're only machbid on the first guy and the second guy, so therefore now you're not going to have to be machbid on for either guy. So that's what has to be explained. What kind of diak is that? Hold on one second. Umasik, the shiny house, and the cousin of Shari Tairo. And the Gemara answers, no, you can't make that deduction because of Shari Tairo. Because that's different by Truma because of Shari Tairo, and therefore you can't carry over to Chulin. Which, I mean, we can't understand that until we understand the diak, you know? Okay, so that's what you have to explain. What's a diak? And diak doesn't sound like, it sounds like those pulling a fast one. That doesn't make it, just doesn't add up on the surface. It needs a spark.
Okay, so let's try to answer this thing here. So I'm going to try to explain the diak, okay, according to Tosfos. Like, Tosfos understand the diak. So what's the very question here of kaptisu achazusa? Kaptisu shiura. What's the question? See, this is maybe simple, but the thing is that you have an institution of truma, of until's name of truma, of a metaher. Metaher your yadayim to be able to eat truma. Then you have this thing called srach truma, which is not really metaher. You're not interested in taira. It's a maisa natila. Right, it's a ma'aseh that's having to accustom people to doing the ma'aseh netila, but you're not really interested in Tyra. Okay? Fine. Now the question is now when you make this transition from the institution which is really a metayer to a ma'aseh of a srach, the question, that's this list, this laundry list of questions. Kaptisu shiura, kaptisu achazusa, kaptisu amana. But he's asking which aspects of the Tilas Yadayim are going to be maintained. Which aspects are specific to Taira, to the Din Metahir of Netilas Yadayim, and therefore will be left back in Chuma and won't carry over to the Srach? And which aspects are intrinsic in the very Maisa Netila and are therefore going to come for the Ride? Because that's Netila. Right? That's his question. That's what he's playing with there. I mean, that's what the Gemara is about. Okay? So his question, Kaptiso Ashiura, what's the question? The question is the halacha of Revius, there's halacha of Revius by Netilas Yadayim. Is that halacha a din in Netilas Yadayim Betoras Metaher? That the Metaher is, like Max is saying, the Metaher is like the chatzah of a Revius. So you need Revius to be a Metaher. Right, or a clay shell revius, or whatever it is, or it's something clay for without being specific. But is that a din in Taira, or is that a din in the Maisa Netila per se? That the Maisa Netila needs revius, okay? Needs revius, okay? Whether we're talking about revius of water that pouring on your hands, or whether the clay has revius, whatever. That's the question of Rashi and Rabbeinu. Forget that. But whatever it is. Is the halach of Revius a din because of the din Metayer Shabbat, or is it a din in the Maisa itself? Okay? The Maisa Netila itself. And that's going to be the question. Will it carry over when it comes to Srach? If it's a din in Taira, then you don't have to. It's not going to carry over. If it's a din in the Maisa, then it will carry over. Okay?
So...
not done yet. I mean, if you have a question, you have a question, but... is the question because you think I'm done, or... okay.
If that's your conclusion.
Okay. So now the thing is, that being the case, the Gemara is trying to bring a Raya. Okay, the Gemara is trying to bring a Raya. Bring a Raya that's in the entire Shiva, not in the Maisa Netila. Okay? Because the thing is like this, is that you have this halacha, that you have two guys, you could have one Revius for two guys. Okay? Now the thing is like this. Now, why don't you say that they're simply two separate, distinct mice and a deal? You know what I mean? There's just one guy's doing a tila, and then the other guy's doing a tila. Okay, they're two totally different. There's no... The activities are unrelated. You know what I mean? And, or so to say like this, is that if it were the case that the halacha of the revius was then in the mice and a tila, so then the fact that then the second guy simply is an umaisa, it's a totally separate activity. He's washing his hands. And he doesn't have a revius. So how does it work? Right? How could it be? Because how could it be that one guy could not have a revius? It's an umaisa and a tila. The fact that two guys is this one is an umaisa and a tila. And how could he not have a revius? Right? So it must be that there's no halach that the maisa and the tila needs a revius. Okay, there's no halacha of Maisa Netila Revius. But the halacha is that in the Din Metaher Shabba, the Taira is through a Revius of Mayim. As Taira demands a Revius. And in Taira, there's you could say that there's one Kli and one Chafza Shal Mayim, which is set up, ready to perform Taira, and it's performing a twofold Taira. It's being Metaher, two guys. So therefore you could say that the second guy and the first guy are like one process of the Kli, Sheyesh Bo Amai, or Vias Mayim, finding its realization as a Metaher. So in other words, the Metaher, this same as one Revius, is Metaher both of them. So you could be Mitzarev the two and dispense of the need of Revius for the second guy insofar as because the Metaher is the same Metaher which is applying to both of them. So there, that's how you could explain the fact that the second guy doesn't need a revius, okay? Because of the framework of Metaher, they're united. It's one Metaher of both of them, okay? But if it were a halacha that you need, that it's then in the Maisa Netila, so the Maisa Netila begins and ends when this guy with each guy. There's no, you don't say it's one Maisa. Yeah, well, each Maisa is a different guy. One guy's in one Maisa. You can't say two guys eat a roll. It's one Maisa Netila. They split a challah in half, and we're doing one ma'isa chila. I'm doing one ma'isa, you're doing one ma'isa. The ma'isa is no, it's in the gavah. The gavah is doing a ma'isa netila. There's one ma'isa netila, another ma'isa netila. There's a ma'isa netila on this guy, and there's a ma'isa netila on that guy. So now how could it be the second guy doesn't need a ma'isa netila? Why? Because the first guy was the first guy having to do with it. The first guy had nothing to do with him. So one of the ma'isa netila
of the second guy is an independent Maisa. So what do you see? You see apparently the fact the second guy could do it is that there's no halacha that the Maisa Natila needs a Revias. It's not a din in the Maisa Natila, it's simply a din in Tyra. And therefore Tyra, you could do the trick of pulling the second guy into the first guy. Right? Oh, but now when it comes to Chulin where there's no din Tyra and all there is a Maisa Natila, so now there's not going to be any need for Revias. Okay?
Yeah.
But I'm playing with your categories a little bit. It's kind of reversed, right?
Well, it's reversed, yeah.
It's reversed.
Yeah.
It's reversed.
Yeah, I wasn't sure which way to go.
Yeah. I just didn't bring in the Klia, but also. Okay. Right? But I mean, basically, it's.
Yeah, it was reversed.
Could you go over how he drives again?
Yes. Because he says it like this. There's two possibilities. Either it's a din in the Maisa Natila needs a Revius, or it's a din in the Matar. Matar needs a Revius. Tyra demands a Revius, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's take the two options. So if it's a din in the Matar, well, let's start with the other way. If it's a din in the Maisa Natila needs a Revius, mm-hmm. So now you have two guys. Okay? Now two guys have nothing to do with one another. So I'm doing a Maisa Natila, you're doing a Maisa Natila. So now how could it be the second guy could do a Maisa Natila without a Revius? Can't be. It doesn't make sense. He shouldn't be able to. But you see, he could do it. Therefore, so it must be that a Maisa Natila doesn't demand a Revius. Rather,
but then what did the first guy?
Oh, so it must be it's not because of the Maisa Natila, because he can't say that there's going to be the Maisa Natila this guy is going to have different requirement for the Maisa Natila of that guy. But it must be it's a din in the Matahir. That a Matahir, that you need a Revius of a Matahir. Right? And the second guy and the first guy are one. You have the cup, we have Revius Mayim, which is a Matahir. That's the cups of Revius Mayim, is a Matahir. And that Revius, that Matahir is being split up, applied in two parts. So therefore, the Din Revius could extend to both of them. Because as a process of Tyra, the two are two parts of one Matahir of the Revius. But in Maisa, you don't say the two guys are linked. In Maisa, they're two different Maisa.
But then how does that result in the Maimar saying that by Chulin,
oh,
you don't
because,
share at all?
So now you see the whole halacha of a Revius can't be a din in the Maisa, but must be a din in the Matahir. The din Matahir of Natila's
okay.
Dying. Oh, now by Chulin, there's no din Matahir. By Chulin, all it is the Maisa Natila. Because it's all is a Shrach Truma. So it's a Maisa Natila. So why should I say there's no din Revius? Because the whole Revius was based upon the fact that you're trying to produce Tyra, and the Matahir is a Revius. But here you're not dealing with the Matahir. Here you just have the Maisa.
Then you're saying the answer of Shiri Tyra.
No, we didn't do the answer yet.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything about the answer. And the question has to make sense before the answer. Right?
Okay.
So what's the answer?
It's a little
difficult because it's
using sort of what you had as
part of
the question. Meanwhile, just in wording,
this is Shiri Tar. Give me
Torah would be necessary for Fulin. Because in the case of Fulin, what we're attempting to do is strictly the Maisa Natila of Shach Truma. So meaning, within that Maisa, I should be doing the same Maisa that I would do to protect myself from Truma. The only difference would be if there were a Halacha and Natila that was specifically grounded in Truma, then it wouldn't translate to Fulin.
I know, but Taira is grounded in Truma. The Din Taira, Halacha that I have to result in Taira Sidayim, at the end of the day, my hands have to be tar.
Mm-hmm.
That's a din in terms of because of.
Only because of the Truma, not.
Right.
Not because, in the
right.
Of the
Maisa? Right. Well, that's the question. I mean, yeah, whereas the Maisa itself is a Maisa. And even outside of Taira. And the Maisa itself has a character to it.
What,
is it
not playing?
Work tonight.
Okay, whatever. Oh, now it got started again.
It's recording.
It's because look.
It's still going.
So what's his answer? So maybe his answer is like this, is that maybe you could say it is din in the Maisa. Okay, it's not a din Taira, but it's din in the Maisa. But our question is the Maisa, how could it be that the second guy doesn't need it? The second guy, two different Maisa. But maybe this could be, maybe it's going back to the question of Jake Sarah versus Maisvara. But the thing is that when you say it's a din in the Maisa, there's two things you could mean. You could mean that the action has to be like using a Revias. You know what I mean? Or using a Klisha Revias. Right? That was like what Jake's idea was. That even though it's a Klisha with Kli, which says Machzik Revias, you have to be using that Kli. You know what I mean? In other words, it's then in the action itself has to be involved in relating to Revias. You know what I mean? So if that's the case, then my action and your action are two separate actions. So therefore, you can't in any way say, because the first guy's action was good, but now it's a different action. So Shiur HaTorah doesn't make any sense. Who cares Shiur HaTorah? But the thing is, my action is a different action. So if it's a character of an action, then this action, the fact that it's leftovers doesn't affect the character of the action. You know what I mean?
That's how it wouldn't matter.
That's how it wouldn't matter. That's how I mean. But the maskana is that there's another idea in the action, which is that the action is pouring water with the clay. Whereas the clay is like a component of the action, but not in the character. So there's the character of the action, like the performance, but then a clay is a component of an action. Whereas that the action of a pouring is with the clay, which has a certain identity of a clay natila. And that identity, it comes about through Yesh Boravias. The Kli Natila has to be actualized through Yesh Boravias. So it's a din in the Kli component of the action. Now, since that's the case, so if you have one Kli which has a Revias in it, and that Kli is being dispensed on two people, okay, it's being dispensed on two people, so then both of those actions will be related to that one Kli. So even though they're two activities, but the Kli component of them is one, because it's one sum of water which is being poured on the first guy, and the second guy is his leftovers. So that's what the Shiare means, is his leftovers. I mean, in terms of the Kli, even though it's a different activity and it's a new performance, insofar as the Kli is concerned, it's not a new Kli, it's the leftovers of the Kli. And since that Kli has been qualified as a Kli shel Natila, because it was Yesh Boravias, so therefore that Kli will function for the second guy as well. So we'll be able to work. So it works. And the second guy has it also. So that's not because of the din Taira per se. It's a din in the Maisa, but it's a din in the Kli aspect of the Maisa. But that exists. That exists. So the reason why you need, so according to that, the reason why you need a Revius is because of the Kli. That's being a Tila with the Kli. And the Kli is a Kli and a Tila, which comes to Revius. Oh, but that exists by Chulin also. You have the same Kli by Chulin. You don't say the Kli is a part of the Maisa. Is the activity and is the clay. It's not a din in the Taira, it's din in the Maisa, but not, again, not in the activity part of the Maisa, but in the clay of the Maisa, and it's in the clay component of the Maisa. Now that's going to exist also by Chulin. So therefore, you can't prove from there that you're not going to, that doesn't in any way indicate that you're not going to have this halacha by Ventilasayim the Chulin, because I'll say it's part of the Maisa. The Maisa itself needs a Revias. But again, not because the activity has to be making use of that type of thing.
The activity, the second guy's activity, isn't making use of, insofar as the activity itself, it's not related to the first guy's thing. But if you're saying it's just a din in the kli with which it's performed, then since a kli lends itself to a two-part fulfillment, so therefore they'll be related. The two things will be related. But not in the activity, they're not related.
That just doesn't seem to be the Gemara's answer.
Why? Because the word Tyra?
Yeah, pretty much.
Share Tyra.
Did we ever have a good explanation of Share Tyra? I don't know if we ever did. Did we?
I mean, like, you might be able to
say...
Oh, yeah,
one second.
Yeah. That's where you gave.
Yeah, why Tyra? Why the word Tyra?
You're saying because you're using the thing's feel. Remember that was your thing? You're using the thing's... Shire tire, as long as it has...
It has to be a tire as opposed to if it was just for something else. It's just two parts because they're both functioning in that capacity of a tire. Uh-huh. As they're related through the fact that they're both a tire.
Yeah.
Just give me one second. Let me just think one thing. I was thinking, if that's the case... The question: will this trick work by chulin? Well, the trick of two guys, as if you say you need revius by chulin, right?
Yeah.
So, will the trick work if you have two guys? Could you split them up for chulin?
Given it's not tyra.
Given that it's not tyra, right? But forget that point. Well, if it's the Gemara, it sounds not that way, but it's certainly why it can't be more machmir. No, but this price is talking about.
So kal v'chomer.
Well, you could say kal v'chomer, but maybe you'll say it's because the trick of sheor tyra is because. Since they're two mitaharim, then they'll be able to somehow be related because it's the mayim. You know what I mean? There's the kli. I don't know.
You're not saying it's a din in the mayim, though. You're saying it's in the kli.
It's in the kli.
You're looking at.
I know, but it's still that the kli has to be dispensed. In other words, that they're two fulfillments of the kli natila. Right? And it's you can pour in your flowers and then pour in your hands. It's because they're two. They're both being used in the framework. Of Natila. Both being used, and that the Kli is a Kli Natila, and it's being fulfilled through both things.
So
just to explain, so when it says Shira Tyra, the reason why it says Shira Tyra is because over there it's trying to explain as if the Allah of a Kli Natila is really then in the Kli. So why does it work the second guy doesn't have a Kli and a Kli of Revias? Because it's saying no, because it's a Shira Tyra. Because there in the Bryce there it's talking about Tyra, so it's talking about Tyra, so it's talking about Truma. So the saying is that there the first guy was for Tyra, and this is the second guy, Shiare Tyra. So therefore, it's the same Kli which is being dispensed on both guys of Tyra, so the second one's leftovers. But when it comes to Chul, and if you have a halacha of Revius because of Srach Truma, and then in the Kli is going to have, not in terms of Tyra, but in terms of Srach Truma, that you also need the Kli Natila. So now it's not going to be Shiare Tyra, it'll be Shiare Natila, Shiare Srach Truma, whatever it is. But it means that this one Kli is being dispensed on these two guys. So we carry over the same way, but it's not then in Tyra per se. It's the same halacha. Carry over.
Yeah, you're saying that the reason you use that lashon is because since it's by truma.
Yeah, it's explaining the case. It's explaining the brisa there. Exactly.
It doesn't mean that it's a tar dechas truma. It just means that the effect is going to be
exactly,
the shara
tyra. Because they're both
right.
Functioning in that it's one cleaf fulfilling shara tyra and then the shara tyra. It's
right.
Both. But when you carry the same idea, we'll carry over here also.
Right. It's not telling
right.
The effect.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said. I was flipping which way to go. The reason I went the other way is because I thought, like Michael was saying, it's more logical to say it's in the Shire Tyra. I thought, it's more like a personal mind, you know? But I can see that. I wasn't sure.
Right, okay. So what we're going to do, I think, next time is the rest of these parts of the Gemara about whether you're Kavdisu Amana, Kavdisu Chazusa, you know what I mean? I think there's a Tosus here of Kavdisu Chazusa.
Also the Rashis?
Yeah, Rashi's and that Tosis.
Does he have, like, any...
Rashi's, I think, are interesting also, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And maybe there's a Rabinion also, I forgot, I have to check my notes.